J.B. Milliken. And beautiful weather, homecoming week, but the storyline of the week was Coach Osborne's announcement, J.B., that he's going to be stepping down at the end of the year as the athletic director at the University of Nebraska. Hard to blame a guy that 75 years old has given as much as he has to this school. Your thoughts about
it? You know, he has, and he retired once before after a terrific career at the University of Nebraska, one of the greatest coaches of all time in college football. And then he came back for a curtain call, 5 years, did some great work at the athletic department. This has been a tremendous period for Nebraska, and we owe a great deal to him and his leadership and helping us move into the Big Ten and just so many things. This has been a great run for Coach, and we're delighted for him, and we're very grateful.
Well, besides that, I understand we're celebrating an anniversary this week. Tell us about that.
We are. It's not my anniversary. It's the 150th anniversary of the Morrill Act, which created the land-grant university system in the United States, including the University of Nebraska.
Land-grant. Describe that for us.
Well, you know, technically, the federal government made available land in every state that could be sold and the proceeds used to create a public university to serve the state. But in reality, what it means is this. It changed the face of higher education. It opened it to the masses, to the sons and daughters of farmers and ranchers and mill workers. And it really changed the opportunity in America and is largely responsible for the great explosion in this country of productivity and economics over the past 100 and some years.
Wisconsin, also a land-grant institution. You know, I was a history minor, so I know that all that took place while the country was in the midst of a civil war.
Yeah, you know, we have some tough political issues now and some gridlock in Washington, but think about what they did in 1862 during one of the toughest weeks in the Civil War. They passed the Land-Grant Act. President Lincoln signed it. That was also the year they did the Homestead Act. That was the year of the Union Pacific Railroad's founding. I mean, that was a tremendous turning point for this country, and a huge part of it was land-grant universities.
Well, after 150 years, do you think it still works?
I absolutely do. I think the expansion of educational opportunity to so many people across the country, including so many Nebraskans, has been key to our success. The research mission of land grants, focusing on real problems that states face, that the nation faces, agriculture for one, which made a tremendous difference, but many, many other areas.
What have we done around here to celebrate this anniversary?
Well, we've done quite a bit, but culminated yesterday and last night. We announced yesterday the creation of four statues on the campus for the four Nebraskans who've served as Secretary of Agriculture. Only one state has five, and that's Iowa, and they have the current secretary, so we're in the running. And then last night we had four living former secretaries of agriculture do a program moderated by Jeff Rakes, the CEO of the Gates Foundation. It was a terrific evening, a great capstone to the week.
Well, on Thursday, I know you announced a new Rural Futures Institute. Is that part of this celebration?
It is. You know, this was the perfect time to do that. We've been working on this for a couple years now. Ronnie Green, the Vice President for Agriculture, Natural Resources, and I and a group of our colleagues across all four campuses. There's a huge amount of excitement about taking the assets, the resources of the university, and making them available across the state. And we had a conference this spring with about 500 people attended from really all over the world. This idea about how to create economic opportunity in rural Nebraska, rural America, and rural areas everywhere is really a hot issue, and I think we're going to be right at the center of it.
Well, I don't think you get much debate that the state has benefited from having a land-grant institute.
Thanks, Rich.
Would you?
I would not. I don't think we would either. I think the view is pretty uniform across Nebraska, and I think we need to go out and finish this game in style.
Yep. I keep telling you, we got time. Got to get something done in the third quarter. Good to see
you. I'm with you.
We will see you next week in Columbus, Ohio.
I'm looking forward to the game. Thanks.
J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president, our guest at halftime. 20-10, Wisconsin with the lead. Jeff Colhane will check that scoreboard coming up next from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.